a woman named Rosa had just come home from a Sunday evening church service when she was startled by a burglar in her house. And so with great biblical authority, she yelled the most powerful verse that she knew from the Bible. It was from the Acts of the Apostles. She yelled at the thief, "Stop." Acts 2:38, which says, if you look it up, turn away from your sin. Well, the thief stopped dead in his tracks, and then the woman calmly called the police and explained what she had done. So the police came and arrested the man, and the police officer asked the burglar, "Why did you stop your robbery? All the old lady did was yell a verse from the Bible." "A Bible verse," replied the crook. "She said she had an axe and 2 38s. The scripture readings during Advent are all about being prepared to meet the Lord, and scripture always uses the image that he will come like a thief in the night, right? That the Lord will come for us like a thief in the night, a time that we do not expect. So we must always be prepared for whenever the Lord comes for us. And we have, again, a reading today from St. Luke about John the Baptist repeating the same message of being prepared. He says, "Prepare the way for the Lord." And he called people to repentance. He called them to have their sins forgiven through a baptism of repentance. So John the Baptist is the central figure in today's reading. He appears in the desert, and he tells people to prepare themselves for whenever the Lord will come, because the Lord is coming soon, he says. If you take a look at this passage, it's a very short gospel from Luke chapter 3. It's only the first 6 verses, but it tells us some very interesting things. It tells us how deeply rooted Scripture is in history, that the Bible is historical. The Bible is a historical book. We as Christians do not believe in myths. Jesus was not a myth. John the Baptist was not a myth. They were real historical people. And we can see that in today's gospel. Luke writes that John the Baptist came on the scene, and he gives us 6 different historical figures to tell us when this occurred. He says it was when Tiberius Caesar was in his 15th year of his reign. We know historically that was between 28 and 29 AD. We know that Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea at that time. We know that Herod the Great had died. He was the one who rebuilt the temple of Jerusalem. And he left his land, all his property was divided among his sons, and they became known as tetrarchs, and each of them had a certain portion or certain area of what we now call the Holy Land. His son, whose also name was Herod, it says, was tetrarch of Galilee. He would be the one that would put John the Baptist to death eventually, that would have John beheaded. And then the other son was Philip. He governed in a certain region, and Licinius was a tetrarch of another area. So again, Luke is writing to the Gentile convert. So he is listing all of these Gentiles and pagans and other world leaders at the time. But then he also reminds us that the Jewish people had their high priest at that time, Annas and Caiaphas, the father-in-law, who was really the power behind the throne. So again, all this just reminds us that our faith is real, right? We don't believe in myths. Jesus was a real historical figure. John the Baptist was a real historical figure. And that the Holy Spirit raised him up at this time. It says the word of the God came to John, the son of Zechariah, when John was in the desert. John was there fasting and praying, and the Lord raised him up to be a messenger, a herald, to prepare people's hearts for the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God. And how did John do this? He began to call people to conversion. He called people to repentance. It says he proclaimed a baptism of repentance. People would go out to the Jordan River and confess their sins and be forgiven. They would submit to this prefigurement of the sacrament of baptism, this baptism of repentance. Not yet the sacrament, but something that would foreshadow the sacrament of baptism that Jesus himself would give us. So people confess their sins and they repented of their sins. And that's how we too prepare our hearts to receive Christ at Christmas. In just a few weeks, we'll be celebrating the great feast day of Christmas. So we should really let this message of John the Baptist sink in, to repent, be converted, confess our sins. And we as Catholics have this great opportunity to go to confession during this Advent season over these next couple of weeks. So what was the message of John the Baptist? He was this voice crying out in the desert. See, Jesus is the Word of God. John the Baptist was the voice to prepare us for the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. So John the Baptist was a messenger, a herald. He was the best man, preparing the world for Christ, the bridegroom of our souls. And John fulfilled Isaiah the prophet, because he also said, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." You know, fill up the valleys, tear down the mountains, straighten the roads, fill up the rough, the potholes in the roads, make the way smooth, because the King is coming. What's interesting, if you read history, you'll know that before a king would visit his country or his land, he would send his heralds, his messengers, out ahead of time to tell the people to prepare the road for the arrival of the king. The king would arrive maybe in a chariot or some other vehicle in those days. But in order to do that, the people would prepare the roads for the arrival of the king. They would go out and fill up the holes. They would remove the boulders and the big stones that had fallen onto the roadside in order to receive the king properly. So how we apply this to our life is that we have a couple more weeks before we celebrate again the arrival of our King. And we need to prepare the road of our hearts for the arrival of Jesus, our King. And so what should we do with the road of our hearts? Well, we need to fill up the potholes that we have in our life, maybe with some extra prayer time, the rosary, Eucharistic adoration, generosity to the poor, works of charity. That's how we fill up these holes in the road of our hearts. Then we need to get rid of the boulders, the rocks, the stones that are in the way. And so those are represent our sins. So we go to confession, we confess our sins. The big boulders are smashed into little pebbles. We can eliminate those from our life. So we get rid of the big boulders of our life, the pride, the sin, the impatience, whatever it might be. And we then prepare our hearts for the reception of Christ our King. So we know that the Lord is coming. Scripture always reminds us that he even sometimes comes as a thief in the night when we least expect. But no matter when the Lord comes, we have an opportunity to prepare our hearts. We have this Advent season with the opportunity to fill in those potholes with additional prayer, and then to get rid of those sins, those boulders, through confession.